Day 62 or March the 3rd. Keep your word, no matter what. Our thought today is rooted in Joshua chapter 9, verse 19. All the leaders answered, "We have given them our oath by the Lord, the God of Israel, and we cannot touch them now." First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Having entered the Promised Land with varying success, the Israelites now turn to conquer every city. Initially, they conquered Jericho and defeated the southern cities, and then, next, turned north to tackle the northern towns and cities. Despite his people making mistakes, God kept his word, and in no time at all the whole land had been subdued. But there were still several pockets of resistance. These unconquered areas would have to be tackled before the land was really in the hands of the Israelites, as God had promised their ancestors. Nevertheless, they were in the Promised Land at last, and the task of dividing the land and settling the people was about to begin. Now today's action step. Sometimes keeping a word is costly. It's easier to break it and apologize. I'm glad God doesn't act like that. I'm glad he told us in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord." It's as easy as that. Breaking his word is not an option for God. He wouldn't think of it. Sadly, this is an ungodly option that we believers still use, and we must stop. When the Israelites were lied to by the Gibeonites, and this trickery resulted in them giving their word, they stuck by it because it was the godly thing to do. Can you imagine how different the world would be if everyone kept their word? In those old films based in the 1940s and 1950s, when a baddie is caught, he immediately says, "Fair cop, Gov, I did it." On the other hand, modern films reflect the approach of many in the 21st century society, when transgressors say, "You can't prove anything. I want to see my lawyer." If God's people don't keep their word, how can we expect unbelievers to? It's up to you and me.